year. The National Museum has opened a major new exhibit on St. Wenceslas, the patron saint of the Czech lands, who was also one of their earliest and most important rulers. What is particularly significant about this exhibit is that it brings together a collection of the most precious manuscripts and items relating to St. Wenceslas over the course of roughly 700 years. Christian Falvey has more.
Prince Wenceslas, saint and sovereign, was opened on Tuesday by none other than President Václav Klaus in the presence of statesmen and other assorted VIPs. The pomp and circumstance of the occasion showed just how important a collection the National Museum has been able to bring together in honor of the 10th century ruler. Michal Lukeš is the museum's director.
The exhibition of St. Wenceslas is not a big one, but it is all the more unique for the splendid items it consists of. Beautifully illustrated late medieval manuscripts, the rarest of which is the Life and Suffering of St. Wenceslas, which was purchased and lent to us by the Unica Insurance Company, and a range of unique exhibits from our collection and that of the Austrian National Library.
The Life and Suffering of St. Wenceslas is a magnificent artifact indeed, made in all likelihood for Emperor Rudolf II in the late 16th century, but on display in Prague for the first time. The exhibition also has on show a wealth of manuscripts containing illustrations of the early Czech rulers, illuminated in the greatest historical workshops and yet never before seen by the Czech public. They are in many cases special works made primarily as illustrative collector's items in the 16th century. Marta Vaculinová heads the exhibition.
If we look at the manuscripts on display here showing St. Václav's entire life, there are various scenes that we know from legend and for which he was famed. Wenceslas planting grain, harvesting, and redeeming children from paganism. But we were also extremely lucky with the items we obtained aside from books, the center of attention being the reliquary bust of St. Václav, which was made before 1503, and the entrance to the exhibit is guarded by a copy of the statue by Petr Parler from the Church of St. Václav.
Kopie sochy Petra Parléře ze svatováclavské kaple.
These and other ancient items from the hands of the great artisans of medieval Bohemia will be on display at the National Museum until May 2nd.
Thank you, Christian.